Hey, what's good? What's good? We back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much more. Going to have a guest on here soon, up-and-coming music artist, hip-hop artist out of Alabama, PBE Pluto. Before we do this, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Me and my team have never been link up. They're gonna be drink up. We sit and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the boss and I'm not talking drink up. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup of. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting list, another waiting for that tropical twist that'll pick at your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the
drizzle.
That's right. Check us out. Dizzlebrand.com. Hold on one second. I think our guest is going to be coming in real shortly. So check them out. Dizzlebrand.com. Dizzle premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on Our Locations, must be 21 and over, shipping and handling is included. And our guest has seen his video pop up. We about to bring him in. Hold up. Let's get these dual things. What's hey, how good? You doing, man?
What's good, my boy?
What's good? What's good? How's the weather out there?
It's still kind of hot as far as I know.
Okay.
Camera right there.
Where you at? You at the crib right now?
Yeah, for the moment. Got to get on the road.
Will you hit it soon?
I got Atlanta tomorrow, and I got Greensboro, North Carolina, Saturday.
Okay, that's close to me. I'm in Fayetteville, so that's probably about 2 or 3 hours away from me. Might be 4, though. Greensboro might be like 4 hours away, though.
Oh, damn.
And whatnot. Yeah, it's a few hours, though. So how'd you come up with your name, PBE Pluto? It sounds like a spaced-out name or something.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. Pluto was something I've been called since a baby. You know what I'm saying? That was like the nickname I knew before I knew my real name. But PBE was something that was added to my name a few years ago. PBE stands for Parker Boy Entertainment, which is my entertainment company.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense.
And see, Park is my last name, you know. So my family back in the days, you know, my uncles and stuff, they was known as the Parker Boys, and they was known for, you know, a lot of various things back then. So I just wanted to take the brand and turn it into something more positive. You know what I'm saying? When people hear about Parker Boys, you know, you ain't thinking on the same time you used to be thinking on, you know, back in the days you thinking on, okay, they own businesses, they do music, they do, you know what I'm saying, they got great things going on in a positive light. So I added the PBE to my name because at first I was just going by Pluto. And, you know, once Future came out and dropped the Pluto album and, you know, all the other stuff that's associated with the name. And before I really understood SEO and all that different stuff like that on Google, like, I was just running with it because I'm thinking, you know, I'm good. But when I start understanding SEO, I start seeing, like,
that's a tough name to try to get at the top page for.
Yeah, you feel me?
You got the planet Pluto and other things. Yeah.
Fact. So, you know, when I start understanding that, I'm like, dang, I ain't going to never get to the, you know what I'm saying, top. Yeah. And one day, a fan hit me up. And was like, man, it took me an hour to find you.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. And from that point, I mean, I already knew I needed to change. Yeah. I just couldn't think of what to add. And I'm like, I done put so much investment, so much time, you know, and this might be speaking to another artist right here. But I felt like I put so much in it as Pluto, you feel me? Like, man, that's what I've been known my whole life. Come up with no, you know what I'm saying, off the wall name or a name change, I got to change everything, whatever, whatever. But I wasn't thinking, like, I ain't even have my, you know what I'm saying, the sound that I got now, none of that, you know what I'm saying? I still had development to go anyway. So I was trying different things, like Pluto with the dollar sign. I ain't want to stray too far away from Pluto. So I'm like,
yeah,
Pluto with an extra O, all type of stuff, you feel me? One Pluto. Everything I was putting in, somebody already had it. So I'm like, nah, I'm not trying to compete with nobody.
Yeah.
So I ended up ordering a, I had ordered my first custom charm. So I had ordered a Pluto charm. And then I had got some more money. This was like when I first started getting paid shows and features and stuff like that. So I you know, I was gonna spend a little change. So I ain't have enough to get the whole Parker Boy Entertainment logo.
Okay.
So I went to the jeweler. I was like, well, shit, can you just do PBE? He was like, yeah, I could do that for you, whatever. Whoop. So when he sent back the CAD, he was like, I'm sending both of them to you at the same time. I ordered the Pluto piece probably a week or two before I had him start on the PBE. And when he sent it, you know what I'm saying, showing like how it's going to look, it had the PBE piece on the top and Pluto under it. So I was like, PBE, Pluto. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, that dude got a, why ain't been thinking of this? So I went online and started Googling it. Nothing popped up. I'm like, okay, good sign. I went to YouTube, typed it in, it ain't pop up. I was like, okay, PBE Pluto, this is it. So I changed all my social medias that exact day to PBE Pluto, and then, you know, started my journey on building the PBE brand, and, you know what I'm saying, started associating everything with PBE. And it did take about a year before Google started catching up, you know what I'm saying, and associating a lot of my stuff.
Well, I had a similar story to that, and that kind of reminds me of 2 Chainz being Titty Boy before.
Right.
Because, you know, that was actually because I always wondered, like, why would you go with that rap name? Like, labels just wouldn't – it just doesn't sound label-friendly, but that was a family a nickname, I think his grandma gave him. And now you said that was a family nickname. Like, where did that come from, just calling you Pluto?
It actually came from my grandma's sister.
Okay. My great never aunt, say why.
She never told me why. I think never I need to ask her. She never told me why she started calling me Pluto. Just one day she started calling me that, and then everybody else started calling it. I hated it at first, and then I grew to love it. Like, even when I was in school, they called me Pluto. The teachers called me Pluto. I went to the military, they was calling me Pluto. So
Pluto. It
was like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody knew. So when Future did come with the Pluto setup, it confused a lot of people that knew me personally. Like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? Even though I met Future, you know, before he really took off, because Rocco and DJ Esco, I was owning a club at that time. And at the time, DJ Esco and them was going city to city. Future actually have family members in my city. So they was going anywhere. He had family members anywhere. They had family members, anybody that was tapped in with him. They was trying to book them shows in them cities. They'll book the venue and just try to do a party and pack it out. Like, these are the type of people I want on my team. If my saw this actually happen, you know what I'm saying?
And did he also come up with the Dungeon Family, Outkast, and Good Job and them as a younger,
right?
A young cat,
Facts.
So he definitely was around it all the time and seeing the grind and seeing what was going on. Because I would say Outkast put Atlanta on the map. I mean, and they definitely, I always thought they were genius because they reinvented themselves. That's kind of what you kind of did also. You kind of like reinvented yourself in the process, it seems like.
Facts.
Which can always be good for artists sometimes, because some, you know, things get old after a while. Now, what's life like growing up in Alabama? I'm from North Carolina. And when I think of Alabama, they always put this perception like it's just dirt poor, man.
Right. Well, you know, Alabama is, you know what I'm saying, a small city, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people usually, well, Mobile is, you feel me? A lot of people come here that have that perception of it. And then they like, damn, hold up, I ain't know if it's like this down here.
Yeah.
Like this and that, you know what I'm saying? So that's the whole thing. But, you know, we we like, I ain't gonna say we like Atlanta, but you know, Atlanta, a lot of people consider the outskirts of Atlanta still Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? But it's like smaller, yeah, a bunch of smaller cities, you know, tapped in together. But Mobile is really about the same size of it, the actual Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and it ain't no dirt roads and all that type, yeah, of stuff, you know what I'm saying? City, we got everything that got in this regular city, you feel me? We grew up more, it can't, like with projects and stuff like that. A lot of people was like associated by neighborhoods and projects. Like we ain't do a lot of like gang banging and stuff like that. You know, it was like, yeah, where you from, what hood you from, what
that's how you North from. Carolina is. We're not really like Bloods and Crips. It's more like a, you know, a neighborhood thing,
right?
And whatnot.
So yeah, we kind of in that same sense, pretty much. But we didn't really have a lot of the music industry going on. It was like an artist might sneak through the cracks and then it'll be another 10 years before you hear another one sneak through. But recently, it's been going crazy.
Yeah, know I know you said there's like a dozen artists signed out. Is Rich Boy the first artist to come out of Alabama?
No.
Who was the first mainstream artist that I might be missing?
Well, I don't know.
Or somebody that first. I might know.
You remember TQ that was signed to I think Cash Money.
Yeah, that's Money had so many artists that signed that never really came out.
He was like an R&B singer. He had like some braids.
I might remember him. I think I do remember him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a single, right? That was like 100 or something.
Yeah. Him, then you had T-Bird. That's just my baby daddy. Who the
okay?
Baby daddy. Yeah.
Okay. So he's from Alabama too.
Yeah, he's from Mobile. Then you had the last Mr. Big.
Okay.
Time to go to trial.
Then I remember him. He was really popular when he came out.
Mm-hmm.
They made a big deal about that because it wasn't he really on trial.
I don't remember exactly.
He was really on trial.
He probably was. I know he had just got out of jail when he made that.
What is the impact that these artists coming out had on like Mobile, like as bringing up the music scene? Has it helped
back in the days or nowadays?
Or just at all? Has it had any impact at all?
Well, I would say back in the days, it gave us some bit of.
You're back. You're good.
Okay, my bad. Back in the days, it gave us.
We lost her for a second. I can hear you though.
Yeah, my bad.
You're good. No, you're good. Yeah. This happens. This podcaster, man.
All right. But look, so back in the days, you know what I'm saying? Gave a little hope, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't.
So it was just like a confidence booster, really.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a lot of people that was popping. So people was doing it and they like blew up locally, but they didn't never like reach that next plateau, you know what I'm saying? So, but a lot of people were still grinding or whatever and, you know, chopping down the trees and still getting in motion a lot. And it's like the game switched, you know what I'm saying? When the internet came, a lot of folks that was like right at the cuff of, you know what I'm saying, possibly popping or blowing up, like the internet phase just swept all that out the way, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, damn, I got to relearn everything. I would just, you know, so, you know, back in the days, you had to do guerrilla marketing. You had to go city to city, putting out posters and flyers and have street teams and radio and all that stuff. Now you could just make a post on Instagram or Facebook and, you know, everybody in Birmingham, North Carolina, wherever could see it if they tapped in, you know what I'm saying? Or people could share it enough to other folks get abreast of it. So,
well, let's touch on that. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for artists like you, up-and-coming artists like you? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
When it comes to the internet phase?
The internet, yeah.
Well, it could be good and bad, you know what I'm saying? It could be a great thing or it could be detrimental to your career because some people, you only get one shot, you feel me? If you ain't got enough, you know, mind power, the willingness, or the knowledge to maintain it, you know what I'm saying? You might... got your shot too early, and then you become a used to wash up. And some people obtain, you know what I'm saying, this fame or success too fast, and they don't know how to retain it. Reaction, or they get tied up with people that just tell them anything that they don't know enough information. You know, nowadays people don't want to go look for the info. They just want to, I'm trying to get on. Bro, you sitting on here inboxing me this, you could have been that damn doing some research. You feel me? You could have been Googling the same shit that I could tell you for yourself. You know, and then come and cross promote the information that you know with me. But you want me to just tell you everything. Like, I'm finna sit here and take time out of my day to worry about what you trying to do, and I don't know you from a can of spit. You know what I'm saying? Or I might have shook your hand one time. Like, bro, you got to put in your own work, your own grind. You know what I'm saying? Shit, help me figure out some shit that I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I have a reason to even be talking to you to help you elevate on what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? But people want something for nothing. But the great thing is if you understand the internet and you understand the motion, you know, it could be good for your career. You know what I'm saying? You can actually, you know, get things out there a lot faster. But I came up in the cuff of guerrilla marketing and the internet phase. So, you know, so I knew it from both ends. That's why I feel like I'm more successful as an independent artist, because I still do the guerrilla tactics, but I utilize the internet to maneuver with what I got.
That's what I was about to say. Isn't it really just guerrilla marketing online now?
It is, but you got to be strategic with it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
timing is everything. Right. What you're posting has a lot to do with it as well.
Right. And also when you're handing out, you know, promotional material, because nowadays, like, you can't do how you used to. You can't just staple shit on poles and all that type of stuff. Like, back in the day, they'll just send a street thing through your city and just plaster the city. Now you think get fines. You know what
I'm
saying?
You think COVID had anything to do with killing the street teams?
No. That thing to keep the street teams got killed before COVID.
You think they just got lazy, or?
I think they just got complacent when it came to the internet. Like, who finna pay you to go and put out something when I can make a post?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or I could pay somebody else that's bigger to make the post for me.
Yeah.
And bring the people to me. Because people may not even read what you're putting out. But the reason I say, you know, you got to kind of be a little bit more, you know, advanced when it comes to the guerrilla marketing. You can't do the same thing you see everybody else doing. Like, folks are give you a business card. Like, I go to events, I get 30 business cards, flyers, this and that. Man, when I leave, I'm finna throw all this stuff away. I'm not finna remember. I ain't finna go to none of this stuff. The only thing I'm gonna remember is something that was different. Like me, I don't hand out business cards. I hand out car air fresheners.
Okay.
So I give a person a car air freshener that has my face on it, my brand, my logo, also QR codes, you know what I'm saying? So when you put this, could help you, you know what I'm saying? Like, your car can smell fresh. So when you put this in here, I got a rolling billboard in your car for 30 days. So everybody walk past your car seeing me, everybody get in your car seeing me and smelling my scents and brand. Then they scanning or tapping in or finding out who it is. Even the kids, they're gonna be like, who this is? They can type it in on their little phone, and, you know what I'm saying?
So you're basically giving away a free product, right?
Facts.
Now, but isn't that how the dope game and the rap game has always been? Like, you're supposed to give out a free sample.
It's just
to
like
get them, like, you know,
it's a business.
It's knowing, like,
right. It's just business. Like, if you open up a wing shop, like, sometimes you got to give away free wings.
Free wing, yeah.
Yeah. So you can try these new sauces or try the seasonings that we got, so that you can lock in. Oh yeah, I want them. Give me a 10-piece. I was gonna get 6. I want 10, cause them hitting. You know what I'm saying? But you had to give one away in order for you to get them 10.
So you're basically giving them a free sample without giving them away the music. And
right.
A lot more artists. I know too many artists. They're always just like, they don't want to give nothing away for free. So
right.
This should be the alternative to you not wanting to give away a free song, right? Just give away a free product outside of the music that your name is stuck in their head all the time.
Thanks. You know, it's programming. And at the same time, you know, even if they give stuff away for free, they giving away the same thing the next man just came on side of them, gave them the same exact thing. So how do I know which one I want to deal with or if I want to deal with either one of y'all? But guess what? This right here is going to benefit. I give you a car air freshener. It's going to smell good for your car. You know what I'm saying? You might smoke. You might do whatever. You know what I'm saying? Damn, it's going to keep my car fresh. Like, yeah, let me put this in here. This going to benefit everybody that get in your car, not just you. You know what I'm saying? Now, what you doing is basically psychology. Now it's like, well, I ain't really standing music, but this car freshener smell good. But everybody that get in the car saying, damn, what that smell is? Oh, that's this car freshener I got from this dude. Who he is?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know him. I met him at a conference. Damn, hold on, let me look him up. Cause shit, I need one of them. Where I buy it from? I don't know. Look his name up. Now you see, oh, he do music. Now it's like they giving you, damn, hold on, let me do some research. I got this man in my car and I don't even know, you feel me? Because everybody that get in when them scents jumping, they going to say something. You know what I'm saying?
And it's going to keep your name in there. Right?
Huh?
Probably not too expensive, right? The air
freshener? Nah, it's very inexpensive.
That's what I thought, yeah.
But you got to think outside the box.
Yeah, like, you got to think,
You know, that setup may not work for every artist.
Everybody, yeah. That's another thing. I'm glad you said that. Like, people always see, like, Lil Nas X makes it on TikTok, so they think they can all make it on TikTok, or 50 Cent makes it in mixtapes. They think they all can make it on mixtapes. I mean, shouldn't they be trying all these things out?
A lot of this stuff be really like a punching scheme. It's like, let me trap you in. Once you see one person win, off, just like people saw, what's the name? Was it Tory Lanez that did the sold the
NFT for like NFT, 1 million NFTs? Yeah, I was talking
so
about that.
All these people, let's do the
NFT. They think they can do it.
You need to do that. Hey, man, I don't have the following this man got. I ain't got, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got the knowledge of NFTs. Yeah. I just can't do this and think that it's going to get the same exact results. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing. You can't always look at it like what you see is going to be exactly what you get. Because when it comes to business, you got to understand what you need to take from that. Like, it's the fundamentals that you have to be looking at, not just I'm going to do exactly what he did. I see Paul doing this podcast. I'm going to do one. I see Paul got this website. Man, I can do that. No. You could take the fundamentals from that and create something different that people don't have. You know what I'm saying? And that's what stands out when it comes to anything, when it comes to this game.
Plus, what you never truly have the exact details, do you?
Like, huh?
You never truly have the exact details of how somebody did something. Facts. Like, when Lil Nas X blew up on TikTok, you don't got the exact details of who he might have paid to blow up on TikTok.
Because you're going by what you see.
How much money and all these things. You're just thinking, he did it, I can do it, and you try to copy.
No, this the thing right here. This might iron it out better right here. They see the finished product.
Yeah,
but they don't know the ingredients.
Yeah, it's
just
right.
Like saying, I see this pound cake. I can make a pound cake. I got one of these pound cake pans. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I got cake mix. I can make
Yeah.
It's the extra butter that he put in. It's the way that he let the pan sit in the oven 10 minutes before he even pulled the batter in. You know, you don't know these
things. We don't know that. We think we know that.
You don't know why yours falling apart as soon as it come out, because you ain't sit the pan in the oven for 10 minutes and let it heat up with the oil in there so that it'll coat the pan. You know what I'm saying? And then take it out and pour the batter in there while the pan hot. That's what's giving it that moisture. And then this extra this and extra that making this happen. So if you don't know the exact ingredient, it's just like I was explaining to an artist last night about, I say, you know, artists is like being at a puppet show, you know. You see the puppet moving and jumping and talking, but it's really somebody behind the scene that's pulling the strings and doing the talking. You know what I'm saying? So at a puppet show, you're going to go up to the puppet and shake his hand and say, let me get your autograph. You know what I'm saying? This puppet don't know nothing. I was explaining also, like, you could go to these mainstream artists and try to tap in with them and, you know, get me on some shows, get me on it. They're not the ones that doing the work, man.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? They manager, their business partners, their teammates, yeah. These other people that is some people face card. They, hey man, you know what I'm saying? I'll do this XYZ. You know, I got this podcast. I put your artists on my podcast, but you gotta let them, that my artists perform, man. You know what I'm saying? On this event out there in Carolina, because we can't get on there. I don't know who to contact. You got direct plugs on that, Paul. Boom. Okay. Well, shit. We're going to switch it out. But that artist don't know nothing about this agreement. Get what?
Yeah.
Hey, Pluto, we're going to be in in Carolina next Saturday at this event. I don't know nothing. The management and Paul had no conversation about it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole thing. Like with me, I'm independent. I talk directly to the promoters. I talk directly to the people. I tap in directly with the people. So I have the connections myself. You know what I'm saying? When you see my videos on BET Jams, I talk to BET Jams. You know what I'm saying? When you see my videos on whatever platforms, I talk to those platforms or a representative or someone that's directly doing, you know, making it happen. It's not going through 10 other people. You can't walk up to these mainstream artists and think that they could give you the information that you see them doing. Because they're not the ones that are doing the work. They just show up.
We call that don't watch us, the artists that don't watch us work. Because most artists, they just watch you work.
Facts. Now,
you told me something the other day, without giving up any secrets, can you explain to these up-and-coming artists how you get paid shows? And how you making money off of these paid shows? Because they just come in here and they just make music, and then they think, "Oh, I should get paid shows."
And I get that all the time.
Yeah.
First of all, the biggest thing is if you can't book a venue yourself and pack it out, then you shouldn't even expect a paid show. Period. Secondly, you got a network, man. Your network determines your net worth. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to actually get out here and spend some money to promote your brand. It's just like McDonald's. If these folks been in business before me and you even was born, but they still spend money on commercials. They still, you don't see McDonald's putting their food, we just going to use just a regular brown paper bags because we ran out of the McDonald's bags. No.
Yeah, you're right. I've never seen that.
Come on, man. They got to have the bag with their logo on it.
Yeah.
That's so when they throw it in the trash, they still being promoted. But when you go throw away something and you see a McDonald's cup, get with your stomach, get the growling. Dang, I do want a Big Mac. You know what I'm saying? But what if they just had a Styrofoam cup? It's all promotion. You know what I'm saying? You got to be a walking billboard. So they're going to spend the extra money to make sure they can put that M on their cup. They're going to spend the extra money to make sure they got the M on the bag. You know what I'm saying? So all this stuff really matters. You can't just say, oh, I'm McDonald's. I've been in business 69 years. Shit, they know my burgers. It's over with.
Yeah.
You're going to be out of business.
And that's what Burger King's doing. They will literally, if they run out of bags, they will just figure out we ain't got no bags, or we're out of this, or we're out of that.
Every single thing gonna have the promo on it.
Yeah.
The wrapper that go around the hamburger, the sticker that go on the top of it, you know what I'm saying? The cup, the straw, everything is the receipt. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you brought up McDonald's. It's the first job I ever worked, right? And I never knew until the guy I worked for, he owned 7 McDonald's, one of the greatest men ever worked, but I never knew until I watched that McDonald's movie that McDonald's is not a fast food restaurant. It's a real estate company.
That's crazy.
It's an actual real estate company, you know? And it's actually, I also look at it like an FM radio station. This is why. They don't really, as soon as they throw them M's up, that big, big M,
thanks.
If people see that's coming, that's really all the advertising they need. They're like a walking advertising platform within itself. You know,
right.
Because sooner, like me and you start a radio station, if it reaches like 100 miles, people are going to just start tuning in with 100 miles.
Right.
You know, just randomly tuning in. And McDonald's, as soon as you see that joker, oh, McDonald's is coming soon. They know. Oh, man. And as soon as the doors open, the drive-thru is packed, man. So I love that you brought up McDonald's because it's a great Great business to use for that
analogy.
And
that's what I mean about understanding the fundamentals. Like, I'm not finna go sell a burger because McDonald's selling burgers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But guess what? I understand product placement. I understand that I got to be a walking billboard. I understand that I got to have my logo stamped on everything. You know what I'm saying? I understand that I got to promote every day. I got to put my stamp on everything. So even when I'm not around, it's being promoted. You feel me? So that's what I mean by taking the fundamentals. I don't have to sell burgers because McDonald's is successful with burgers, but I could take away from what I actually see.
And just how put your face on everything burgers. Like they do.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah. Put the extras, you know what I'm saying?
You're set just up replacing like you the got burgers on. With music, and you're just putting your face on everything like they do and applying their marketing strategy, their aggressive marketing strategy at that. Very aggressive marketing strategy.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's the biggest thing, you know, like, you got to take away from that what you can. You don't want to do, you can't do every single thing they do. I don't have billions of dollars to spend on commercials and billboards and this and that. But guess what? Let me figure out a way to create my own billboard. I'm not finna spend $20,000 a month for one billboard for people passing by that don't even know my brand. But guess what? The people that do know my brand, let me get them this rolling billboard they can have in their car for 30 days. If I give out one, you know what I'm saying, one car freshener, that might get me, you know what I'm saying, 1,000 people might walk past this car. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, hundreds of people might get in this car within a month. And they seen my brand, heard the name. They may not even go to it, but guess what? I might be coming to their city, and I might be doing some target marketing. And next thing you know, my face popping up on their social media. They said, damn, wow, I know this dude from
somewhere.
I know them dreads. I know. What is this dude from? Oh, he was in Sutton and Seth's car. Damn. Hey, your boy coming to the city. Oh, I just met him at this such and such in Atlanta. Well, shit, yeah, let me go and tap back in with him, you know. So you just got to understand how to keep your name in people's faces programming. Like, it's just like radio. You got it. You can hear a song and hate it, but you hear it enough time, you'll be singing it in your head in your sleep.